Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're at it again. You know, thank God for another opportunity to try to enlighten you, try to wake you up, try to get you to do something that, you know, maybe you're uncomfortable doing. I don't know. It was... Yeah. There's a lot going on. I get it. But we need to, you know, some of you aren't. Some of you are. We need you to step up. We're coming into primary season and many, some have already started. I get that. But we're coming into a primary season where, you know, still many mail-in ballots. And we need to figure out, you know, again, you need to watch over these. If you've seen 2,000 Mules, we're going to talk about later on in the show, you need to be watching these boxes. You need to be making these people nervous to show up with a handful of ballots. Because it's still illegal in a lot of states. It's very illegal to walk up and start stuffing these ballot boxes. So it's up to us to make them uncomfortable in doing these things. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. You know, it was one of the conversations I had with somebody today. You're screaming about who's doing what, how, where, and when. You do something, where, how, what, how, where, and when. You make something happen. You make a change. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, if one or two of you are sitting around, and I know some of them were done like at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would go put up a fake sign. At some of these places, right? Don't aim at the one that's cheating. Just put up and say, this place is, you know, constantly surveilled with a security camera. That's what I would do. Okay? And they're going to look around. Most of these people, you know, they're going to look around. They're going to think that maybe they are covered. Maybe they are being watched. Maybe they are being filmed. If you haven't seen 2,000 Mules, there's a dozen ways to see it. Go do it. Not now, but do it soon. It's really important you watch stuff like that. That way, you can get informed. That way, you can get involved. Yeah, that's one of the things I keep telling you. We've been saying for a long time now that the it was rigged, it was stolen. We keep saying that we had no proof, or we didn't know how to put the proof together. I guess I don't know. And a lot of you said, well, it was thrown out of a lot of courts. No, it was thrown out for all the wrong reasons. Well, I shouldn't say the wrong reasons. It was thrown out mostly on technicalities. They were never thrown out because there was no evidence. They were never thrown out because, you know, they just thought it was a joke. A lot of times it was thrown out because the court didn't think that they had jurisdiction over it. They weren't going to interfere with the state election. So when all this comes back, what do you think the outcome will be? You think some of these will be decertified? See, I think it's too late for that. But I believe that in the upcoming elections, we can make changes, security changes. We can make changes to make sure that these ballots are checked, rechecked. I mean, seriously, I tell you what, there's got to be a way to serialize these things. So you know when they come in, like they keep talking about when the envelope gets separated from the ballot, that's it, we're done. Why? I mean, I'm okay with someone still having secrecy, so you don't know whose ballot it is, so to speak. There's got to be a way to serialize these things so you know where they came in from, or you know who they originally went out to. That's why right now the only thing they come up with, the only thing they could do, or say to you, is we know that, I don't know, like the one in, I think it's in Nevada, we know that there were 72,000 more ballots that came in than were mailed out. That's a real number. That's one of those things you sit there and say, oh my God, how does that happen? Well, okay, we know how that happens. But we got to prove it. And once you prove it, I think that then steps have to be taken to secure it. You could then fight it in court and say, look, here's the proof, here's the evidence, Your Honor. We just want to secure this. We can't leave it the way it is. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's so concerned that we're going to keep somebody from voting. I think it's a joke. I don't think it's true. Right? Look, I don't think it's true anyway. Well, Dan Pill is going to join us after the break. We are going to talk about some of the issues going on right now as we speak. And it looks like it might happen. I can't guarantee it. That the IRS is going to turn on, well, they're going to turn out the dogs on all of us. They need money. And it won't be the top 1%. They're not going to get this inflation down without having some more money in the coffers, you know? Look, food's up 10%. Eating out is barely up by about 7%. Right? These are costs. Clothing, 5%. Shelter, another 5%. Food prices, I mean, since last year, and they were up last year 30%. This is crazy. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. The way you do that is get informed, right? That's really the best way to do it. And once you get the information you need, now you can go do what you need to do. You can talk to other people. Well, if you're trying to win somebody over, you can talk to other people about these issues, and you've got the information to do it. Don't go out there half-butt trying to figure out you know what's going on. Because that'll get you, that'll easily get you in trouble. Anyway, love having this guy on with me every week. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man. That's right, the tax man. TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. I'll let him explain in a few minutes what he does and how you can get a hold of him. But I got to tell you something, Dan. I read your article in Capital Matters, who will be targeted by the IRS when Biden turns dogs loose. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this to happen. I know I'm a naysayer. What do you want from me? But, it's the only way they're going to get their money. It's the only way they're going to make things happen. And even though my understanding now is that there's more and more middle class, if you would, paying more taxes, it still isn't going to be good enough for them, is it?
Well, no, it's not, Joe. I mean, the demand for money has just gotten to the point where they need to break thumbs and they got to go to the largest pool of available resources and break those thumbs, and it's not the richest 1%. You know, what you're referring to here is my article in National Review in the Capital Matters section that talks about who the IRS really is going to target if the Biden administration turns the dogs loose on American taxpayers, and they would have us believe that it's only the richest 1%, the top 1% of income earners that they're going after, the top people that make over $400,000 a year. But it's just complete nonsense, Joe. First of all, the pool of capital is in the middle class. We know that they could confiscate the wealth, not just the yearly income, but all the wealth of the richest 1% of the people in the country, and not have enough money to pay for 1 year, for the long term budgets. I said they just wouldn't get the money. The money is not there. It just isn't. And so what they have to do is go where the money is, to the middle class, the self employed.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the numbers. Looking at more money that they're approving. I know this sounds kind of juvenile, but it's gonna run out. There's no way to pay. I don't think there's a way to pay back what we have now, is there?
Well, Joe, one of the fascinating things that I noticed in the middle of 2020, when they started passing these bills in March of 2020, but they just kept going and going and going, and then into 2021 with all these giveaway programs and the PPP loans and the advanced or additional child tax credit and the refundable credits and all of this stuff that was just coming out in this long line of gravy, the unemployment benefits and the long line of gravy train benefits. No, Joe, no one ever talked about how it was going to be paid for. It never entered the discussion. Nobody cares about how it's going to be paid for. Nobody even asks the question anymore, how is it going to be paid for? And I think the answer is they just think they're just going to keep printing more money. Why do you think gasoline prices have doubled? Home costs have skyrocketed, 30 or 40% over the last year. They tell us the inflation rate is 8.3%. That's complete nonsense, Joe. There is nothing that's gone up, only 8.3%. Look at what's happened to building materials in the last 18 months. Lumber prices have quadrupled. Now they've settled back a little bit, but they're still up two times higher than they should be. And this is across the board with commodities and so forth, Joe. There's no 8.3%. That's a farce.
Well, it's funny you should talk about that, because I was just talking about the food prices. They went up; they're up 10.1% from last year, but last year they were up almost 30% from the year before. And you wonder why people are struggling, having a hard time putting it together. And then to your point about inflation, they stopped talking about how to pay it back, buddy, about, 5 years ago, 8 years ago? I remember when they used to say, we're taxing this over here, but we're going to make up for it, or it'll pay for itself over here. They don't do that anymore.
They used to have that conversation. And frankly, it really was only in 2020. Now, this is just me talking. This is just my perception. I could be wrong about this. I didn't do a Google search for all the news reports to see who was saying what. But I, 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 honestly think it was 2020 where everybody just stopped caring about how you're going to pay for it. But it's just astonishing that that they're ignoring the real inflation when Jane and Joe American know exactly how much it's costing them to go to the grocery store. Now, here's the irony of this inflation, Joe. Every single state, well, I shouldn't say every single one. I guess I don't know what California's situation is. But Minnesota has a $9 billion surplus. Texas has a $3 or $4 billion surplus. You just go down the list of these states, almost all of them have surpluses of revenue now. Why is that? Well, the states are a leading beneficiary of inflation because, costs go up. Something that used to cost $100 costs $150. Well, guess what? The sales tax is based on the retail sales price. So the sales tax naturally gets jacked up, significantly higher than it was. So the American taxpayers are getting robbed from every angle.
Oh, it's funny you should say that because it's exactly what I was talking about. California says they got a $60 billion surplus, which has to do with
$0 billion?
Yeah, $60 billion. Right? Think about that.
Wow.
So but wait a minute. Here's the funny thing about it. We went from $180 billion deficit, money that we owed, to all of a sudden we've got a surplus. I know that we got major money from the government to get bailed out from that deficit that we had or what we owed. But to your point, gas has doubled. I filled up my car a week ago. It was really on empty. I'd let it get down way too low. It was $124. All right, a 19-gallon tank, $124, and you're going, my God, I don't know, how do you deal with this? How is the average person put gas in their car to go to work?
Well, that's a good question, Joe, because let's go back to 2019 before all this insanity started. Even at that point in time, roughly a third of all Americans were living paycheck to paycheck.
All right, hey, hold that thought. We're going to go for a commercial break. We'll be back. I want to finish that off. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Dan Pillows will be with me when we come back from the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill seeking to ensure women's access to abortion in a vote designed to draw a clear contrast with Republicans ahead of a potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The bill that would have allowed for abortion up until birth went down in a 49-51 vote. Senators Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joining the rest of the chamber's Republicans in voting against it. Americans are not bothered by rising COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which said under 1 in 3 American adults are very or somewhat worried about getting coronavirus. The worry level for U.S. adults is the lowest Gallup has recorded since last July. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting a family farm in Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzillo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time with you. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on because, I mean, you really need to know this. Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And, you know, Dan, I'm going to say it again. I say it all the time before you explain what the company is and all that, is that the thing that drew me to you, you're one of the only guys, or you're probably the only guy that I know of, you don't have the let me scare the crud out of you commercial, you know, where the big bad IRS is going to show up at your front door, take your house, take your, well, they can take the kids, take your house, take the kids, take whatever, and close down your business. You know, take your bank account. I mean, you don't operate like that. And that's what drew me to you. So tell people about, you know, you and your company and what you can do to help them.
Yeah, we do tax litigation work, Joe. I help people that have problems with the IRS, whether it's an audit, enforcement problems, collection, appeals, that sort of thing. We don't do tax preparation. Well, we do some tax preparation. It's remedial. But what we do most of all is work with people that are facing IRS enforcement problems, and I get people through those problems. And you're right. I don't work off of fear. I work off of hope. And I've been in this business for north of 40 years, and my slogan has always been, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. And it's absolutely true, Joe, that we can always do something to fix your situation with the IRS. It's never hopeless.
Yeah, I think the first thing that people have to do, you know, and I tell people this all the time, because, you know, they hear IRS and all of a sudden all hope is lost, right? I mean, that's kind of like the first mindset. But the reality is once they hear you and hear that you truly know what you're talking about and there is hope, I think it brings that anxiety level down, you know, 60-70%.
Well, it does. Yeah, there's no question, Joe, because one of the things I focus on is education. And rather than keeping people ignorant and fostering that fear, I educate people as to what's going on, what their rights are, what the limitations of the IRS are. This is the thing. The IRS has specific limitations. And when you know a little bit about what your rights are and a little bit about what those limitations are, you're not going to get run over by the IRS. And even in a situation where you know you're going to have to pay the bill, we can pay the bill on our terms, not theirs, Joe. And so they don't grind you into powder to collect the money.
Yeah, because people do really believe that when you get into that kind of situation, that the IRS just swoops right in, takes everything all in one shot, and you're done for. And that is not the case. That's why they need to get a hold of you. They need to find out what their rights are. They need to find out what their options are. And calm down, people. Breathe. It's okay. You're going to get through this thing. I guarantee it. So anyhow, especially when the guy on the other end of the phone is telling you, relax, we'll get through this. We'll work this through. So we were talking on the other side of the break, you know, again, people living from paycheck to paycheck, you know. Right now, the food costs here in California over the last 2+ years have gone up 30, 40, almost 40%. That's a lot of money for the average family.
Well, it is, Joe. And when you combine that with gas prices and then energy prices for your home, which have also gone up, you know, have gone up at least 50-60% here in Minnesota and probably higher in other places, you know, okay, so you got a doubling of the gas prices, you got 35-40% on groceries, you got another 50% or so on home heating and cooling costs, and you were already living paycheck to paycheck. Now, what does that do? It puts you over the top, Joe. It puts people into a position where they literally have to make a choice between paying their taxes and feeding their families. And so tax problems are only going to get worse as a result of this, because people are going to do what they have to do to keep their families alive. And why wouldn't they? And why shouldn't they? That's what's going to happen. And so we're going to see, I believe we're on the threshold of a significant number of tax problems, not the least of which, Joe, is the attack that the IRS is going to try to launch on small businesses. That was the main topic of my article on National Review. Who's going to be the victims when the IRS turns the dogs loose, or when the Biden administration, I should say, turns the dogs loose? And they're focused on small businesses, Joe, because that's where they think all the money is at.
Well, now again, they need this money. They see this as a gold little gold mine for them, like shaking the couch, I guess, or whatever. But the reality is, they're going to end up hurting these guys, because to your point, to my point, to what we've been talking about, a lot of these guys are eating these gas costs. They're more cost to operate a daily basis. Product has gone up at the store. They're driving other places to get it because they can't get supplies. And the IRS doesn't care about any of that. And then this guy's going to sit down and go through an audit with these people. And those aren't cheap, are they?
No. If you don't know what you're doing when you go through an audit, the typical tax audit will net the IRS about $9,500 in additional taxes. And when you add the penalties and interest, the bill doubles. So, you know, we're talking about roughly $20,000 on average for audit results. So unless you can afford to write a check for $20,000 and not miss the money, you need to know how to go through an audit and what your rights are, and more importantly than that, how to challenge tax audit decisions. Because people need to know that the decision of a tax auditor is never final. You don't have to sign the paper they think you should sign. You've got the right. In fact, there's two different appeal rights, Joe. And the first one is to the IRS's Administrative Appeals Office. And these independent appeals officers review the case from scratch. And if you can't come to terms with the appeals office, you got a tax court appeal right. And the fact of the matter is, when you exercise these rights, you will win your case most of the time. And the reason is because tax auditors are wrong most of the time in the audit results they come up with.
Yeah, and all you have to do is hear that word audit and send people, into a tizzy. Listen, what we hear a lot, too, is, I talked to you about it during the break, is, you know, you hear the average cost to a family for our deficit, what we owe as a country is, it's going to add $54,000 to an average family. What is that? Do I have to kind of check for $54 to cover the government's, tax inability to pay their bills? How does that work?
Well, what they're doing, Joe, is they're taking the debt and they're dividing it by the population, and they're saying that this is the level to which government has spent all of its citizens into debt. If you were to write a check, if they were to extract the money from every man, woman, and child in America, that's what it would cost to clear that debt. That's what they're saying.
Wow. You know, that's still a lot of money for people. And when they say every man, woman, and child, right? You know, you got a household with 2.5 kids, you know, that's the average they love to use. That's a lot of money in one family. And it's not, doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. They're still trying to raise taxes like crazy.
No, they're going to raise taxes by if they can get away with it. Now, I was asked a question on another radio program earlier today. Is anything going to get done in terms of tax legislation now before the midterm elections? And my answer was, and I hadn't really thought about it that closely, but just watching what's been going on over the last certainly the last 6 months, particularly with the Build Back Better program that went down in flames, I don't think anything's going to get passed. So I think we're pretty much status quo right now until the midterms, and we'll see what happens after that. But I don't think you're going to see significant tax increases coming out of Washington over the next 6 months. The Senate is really dug in in terms of opposing everything that the Biden administration does, and the House of Representatives, of course, they're on board with anything that Biden can think of, even if Biden's not the one thinking of it.
Yeah, they love the money. Tax increase? Where do we vote? Where do we vote for that? Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. And I think they sit around the local bars in D.C. and they're trying to figure out how to outdo each other. That's kind of where my head's at, right?
Yeah.
But you talk about in 2023, the agency will spend about $14.1 billion on all functions of that, and $3.6 billion will be dedicated to taxpayer services, while a little over $6 billion will be spent on enforcement. Now, you told me in prior shows that enforcement doesn't bring in the bulk of the money.
No, it doesn't. And that's the irony of spending all this money on enforcement. Less than 2% of all the federal revenue collected is collected through IRS enforcement actions, liens, levy, seizure. That means 98 cents of every dollar paid to the IRS is paid by citizens. I hesitate to use the word voluntarily, but it's paid by citizens without government intervention. Let's put it that way, Joel. And what that tells
me, voluntary mandate.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Vito Corleone. It's the Vito Corleone edition of voluntary.
Right.
I'm going to hold a gun to your head, and either your brains or your signature will be on the contract.
Yeah. That's
what they mean by voluntary.
Right.
So.
Oh, God. All right, hang tight. Be back in a bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more cut up with Dan Pilla after the break.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then you won't be afraid. If you have information, you don't get afraid. Because you've got something to step out on. You know what your rights are. You know what you can do. You know what you can't do. That's why I bring people like Dan Pilla on. I don't have a clue. Don't listen to me for your tax issues. I'm telling you, you'll end up in jail. Got to listen to Dan Pilla. That's why. Check him out, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Well, if he's on your side, you won't end up in jail. I guarantee it. But, you know, Dan, it's funny. I got some questions about your article in a second here, but I was actually reading an article about Abbott and Costello the other day, and apparently what got them to a big degree was the new Internal Revenue Service, or what was it called back then?
Yeah, it was Bureau of Internal Revenue back in those days. And, yeah, one of those guys got into serious tax problems. I forget which one it was. Got into serious problems with the IRS. And it was one of the things that brought them down.
Yep. Yeah, which seemed to be a problem in the early days for many people who didn't really understand the seriousness of what these guys could do or couldn't do. And I think you told me that all changed in, what, the 80s or 90s, where
Yeah, exactly. If we're talking about taxpayers' rights, what really changed the game was the 1998 IRS Restructuring and Reform Act. And that's what added a number of new taxpayer protections. Of course, Congress was sprinkling them in here and there since the mid-1980s, but they really did a number in 1998 with the Restructuring Act. And most notably, Joe, they added the so-called collection due process appeal rights, which really, when you understand how those rights work and what the IRS can't do in light of those procedures, it's a game changer for folks for sure.
So some of these commercials that you hear about them taking, now before that, it was a very likely possibility that they could go after, aggressively after your stuff and take it from you, correct?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, through the early 1990s, it was the Wild West as far as the IRS was concerned. You know, they're by all accounts, Joe, by the time we had the Senate Finance Committee hearings and IRS abuse in 1996, that's what led to the Restructuring Act in 98. It was the Wild West for those 5 or 6 years, and the IRS just, by all accounts, was out of control.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that was like, you know. All right, so back to your article. One of the things you say is the enforcement activity won't affect anyone earning less than $400,000. And somebody sent me a question and said, is that $400,000 profit? Is that the gross? Is that what does the $400,000 include?
Well, first of all, the $400,000 is a BS number. B as in BS as in S, if you know what I mean. And so what the Treasury Department, the Biden administration, would have you believe is that nobody making under $400,000 taxable income is going to be harassed by the IRS. That is nonsense, because the Treasury literature, and this is what I talk about at length in the article, the Treasury literature makes it crystal clear that the IRS believes that the bulk of the cheating that goes on in America is done by small business owners, owners of subchapter S corporations, self-employed sole proprietors, and small partnerships. That's where they think it's going on, and they think it's happening in the form of unreported income primarily. It is also true, Joe, and I document this in the article, that one of the largest single areas of tax fraud in our system, if not the largest area of tax fraud, is the earned income tax credit. Well, the earned income tax credit is claimed by low-income citizens because it's free money. It's a welfare program administered by the IRS. So those are the two areas that the IRS is going to focus on if they're going to, quote-unquote, go after the tax cheaters. It has to be those two areas because they believe that that is where the most cheating occurs. This idea of only chasing the top 1% of income earners, the $400,000 and above number, it's nonsense, Joe. It's just complete nonsense.
Do they have an idea of what they believe is being stolen and what they think they can recoup in spending these billions of dollars?
Well, yeah, they do. They've got what they call tax gap estimates, and the latest tax gap estimates show that roughly $390 billion a year is going unpaid because of this quote-unquote cheating. So let's put this is what's remarkable about this. If they were able to collect every single dime of what they think is the unpaid tax out there, it wouldn't be enough money to cover the operating deficit of the federal government for just 1 year. Never mind any long-term relief on the debt.
God, this stuff is just, it shows you that there's absolutely no common sense left in D.C. Matter of fact, I'd even go further than that. I'd go just out deceit and evil still there. I mean, you talk about these, you going after these proprietorships and partnerships and S corporations, and people think that they really don't understand what that means. But, you know, me and my brother, we got a business going on, whatever, you know, and we are a partnership. It's a family-owned little business. Same thing with proprietorships. That's Joe. Joe running his own business, for all intents and purposes, is a proprietorship. And people don't realize. They think this is big business or bigger business, if you would. But the bigger companies are paying their taxes because, you know, they've got full-time auditors in most places, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is the fraud of the suggestion that the top 1% are cheating. Now, I'm not saying there's no cheating in the top 1%. I'm not naive. But listen, right. If you've got somebody that's if you had a $10 million a year business, let's say, or even smaller than that, a $5 million a year business, you are an absolute idiot if you don't have a full-time CPA on staff monitoring those books every day of the week. All right. Now that is what happens in businesses like this, specifically so they don't get sideways with the IRS. Now, when we're talking about major corporations, you know, the Fortune 500, let's say, the IRS has, and people say, oh, these corporations aren't paying any taxes. The IRS has what they call their large and mid-sized business unit, and inside that business unit are the top auditors that audit major league corporations, right? The Fortune 500 type corporations. And they have what they call a continuous audit program. So a company like GM, for example, Joe, has an office in their headquarters in Detroit where an IRS guy goes to work there every single day, and GM is under continuous nonstop audit. That's what they do with big companies. And GM and the likes of GM will have its in-house accountants working side by side with these IRS people every single day so that they don't get sideways with this stuff.
Wow. So wait a minute. All right, slow down here. Who's paying for that IRS person, number one? Number two is I'd love to know how much they catch in cheating or you know, unintentional cheating by GM.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. First of all, they're IRS people, so they're on their IRS payroll. And as far as, you know, what they quote-unquote catch in cheating, I would argue to you that they don't catch a dime in cheating. What they're doing is they're making sure that, okay, the GM accountants say, okay, here's what we've done over here. This is how we're going to go forward with this. You guys have a problem with, wow, how we set this up. And the IRS guy will say, no, I don't know about that. And then the company accountants will say, no, we got a legal opinion over here from our legal staff, which is the other thing that these big companies have, Joe, is their own legal staff, right? So we got our lawyers, and our lawyers tell us this, and the IRS guy says, well, we're not sure about that. Let's put this in for a review. So they do what they call a private letter ruling, where they submit everything to the IRS on the front end before they even take a position, so that they know exactly how this is going to shake out in the end.
Is that why we really never hear about major audits with some of these bigger companies?
That's exactly right, because they're always under audit, always.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. You know, and that's, and I'm not asking you to stick up for him or whatever, but that's kind of what Trump was saying at one point in time, wasn't he? He was saying, look, we're constantly being audited. We are under audit 24/7. That's what he meant.
Trump's business was under a continuous audit, Joe. Probably had been for 15 or 20 or 30 years. Who knows how long?
This stuff, and it's why I tell people to study, to get informed, to understand what's going on. Because when you hear, whether it's Trump or whoever, when you hear somebody's been under audit, the IRS has, you know, been auditing him for years, the first thing that comes to mind is, my God, did he steal that much? Is he that much of a crook?
He cheated. He must have cheated. He's under audit. He's cheating.
Exactly. That's where people come from. And yep. It's too bad, because it shouldn't be that way, right?
So, no, it shouldn't. No, absolutely not.
All right. So, Joe, small business, real quick. We only got like a minute, minute and a half. Like a minute left. What is a small business? What's the biggest mistake they make they should watch out for and not screw around with? Although it's too late now. They've already filed taxes.
I think for self-employed sole proprietors, Joe, it's not figuring and their estimated taxes properly and not making the estimated tax payments on time. That is a huge mistake that small businesses make. You have to avoid that mistake. In my book, Dan Pilla, Small Business Tax Guide, Joe, I go through about 12 or 15 of the most common mistakes that businesses make, and I show you how to avoid all of them. If you're operating a small business, you absolutely need to have that book.
All right. And the book is what again?
It's called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. Get it at taxhelponline.com. It's all one word. TaxHelpOnline.com.
All right, people, you heard him. Go for it. I don't care. If you have a son, daughter, friend who has one, buy it for them. Joe McKinney, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about the movie 2,000 Mules. Is it fake? Is it real? What should you believe? We'll be back in just a few.